podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison, Wisconsin.
You're listening to the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast with our host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast. Before we jump into today's topic, I'd like to give a big shout-out to teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It is resources, handouts. It's got everything you need to become a better basketball coach. So go over and check it out, and let's head off the podcast. All right, Coach, do you have a favorite drill or practice thing that you do that maybe a younger coach, you're being Yoda, that you could explain to them that they might be able to use a practice that might be like what I refer to as a golden nugget?
Yes. A friend of mine who's a coaching mentor of mine from Seattle, before he got into coaching, and he was a legend out in Seattle, but before he got into coaching, he was sort of working as a sports reporter and doing that type of stuff. And he was lucky enough to interview the great Hubie Brown. And he asked Hubie Brown, if you could only do one drill every day, what would that be? And Hubie shared a drill with him that has become one of my favorites. And I call it the Hubie Brown drill, but I love that.
First of all, I love that. I always name drills after like where I get them from. I do that. I think
absolutely. Yeah. And I did a post on it, which I shared with you, but it was on the Basketball Hoop Scoop website that I did. Gosh, it's maybe been 10 years ago now that I put it up there, but it's a drill that my good teams have all loved and begged to do it every day. The best teams I've had, like, they keep their Hubie Brown teams the same the whole year and like keep score in the locker room for like what the bad teams that I've had, when I say, all right, we're doing Hubie Brown, then the heads hang and you can see the body language. So the good teams love it and the bad teams hate it, which says a lot about the drill, but it's a 4-on-4-on-4 type of drill. So you're doing it like cutthroat style with three teams.
Yep.
But it's 4-on-2. If you can envision the basketball court, it's 4-on-2, 4 offense, 2 defense. And then the volleyball line is very important in this drill. When the basketball goes across the volleyball line, then the
Which team volleyball wins. Line?
So on the basket that you're going to.
Okay. The last one, the last end line.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. So you come across half court, then you cross the volleyball line. Yep.
So there's some former volleyball coach that, So he's not talking the half court line. He's not talking the 10 foot line, which is 10 feet from the net. He's talking about that last line, I'm guessing.
Right? Yeah. Kind of halfway between the top of the key and half court. If you don't have a volleyball line there, you could put a piece of tape or something to indicate where that would be.
Painter's tape. Painter's tape is great. I talked to another coach about that this morning. Painter's tape's great if you need to put things on a court. So,
So once the ball crosses there, then there's two defenders that are sideline right at that level.
Yep.
They can run in. So it's 4-on-2 for a brief second or two, with two guys kind of running in. And I don't make them – there's some drills that I do transition-wise where you make the guys come running on, like touch the circle before they join. They can just run straight in, but they're still behind the play.
And when do you let them leave?
As soon as the ball goes across that volleyball line or if you wherever you put that painter's tape or whatever. So you come across half court, they can't leave yet. Okay. And then when it crosses that volleyball line as they're approaching the top of the key – those two guys can run on.
Do they cheat?
They will occasionally. Yeah. What they'll do more than leaving early is they'll start to cheat down. Level wise, they'll start to cheat down towards free throw line extended so they can get right into action. Okay. You got to keep them, up.
Yeah. No, the only reason I ask is because I've coached long enough. I know they cheat. They'll cheat the drill. But for people trying to run this drill, I'll put the link too that you gave me in the
show notes. Some good visuals.
Yeah, I'll put the link in the show notes. But what I'm saying is it's always good when you're doing a drill to know how they're gonna cheat because
how they're going to shortcut it. Right, right.
They're all going to do it.
Even a cone up there or something where their line needs to be, because they'll start to cheat down so they can get right into the action. And you want them to be up where they're kind of behind the play.
Okay.
So that it forces a lot of communication and scramble type action. So then you play it out, you know, whether the offensive team scores or the defensive team gets the rebound. It's not a typical drill where the action would stop then if it goes in or they get the defensive rebound and just let the other team go the other way. Like if my team is on offense and we score, the other team has to throw it in and we're going to pick up and press them right away. So we're still playing before the ball goes back the other end, because there's another team, there's three teams. So there's another team on the other end still waiting. And so, yeah, it'll make more sense if you, you know, look at the visual as I talk through it or whatever. But that team throws it in. We're going to press them right away. We're going to we work on, like, trapping.
So four on four then.
Yeah, four on four.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, so it's, the four. So once those two run on, it's four on four.
Right. Okay.
And we're going to press them as they go the other way until the volleyball line, that like before half court now.
Yep.
Once it gets to there, you got to let them go.
And then where do those four players, they just fill in the back then?
Yeah. Then they'll just be at this end. And so like, you know, the other team, so the B team then is going the other way.
Right.
There's two guys waiting on them with two defenders on the side. So ball goes across half court. Once it goes across the volleyball line, then go in that direction, those two guys can run on. And like, so if my team's on offense, we shoot and we miss and the other team gets the rebound, I mean, we're trapping that guy right away.
Okay.
Like, we're not just stopping.
What happens if they make it, they take it out and you still trap?
They got to take it out and we're getting right into our pressure.
I like that. I like that aggression. I like that.
And sometimes we'll work on, you know, because we press. So sometimes we'll work on, we're guarding the man, throwing it in. Sometimes we'll work on putting that guy deep and, you know, playing safety or denying the point guard. You can kind of put in whatever sort of parameters you want with that. But it's constant action. The action never, ever stops. I ran a very successful AAU program out in Colorado. And really our tryouts were, we played Hubie Brown for an hour and a half to 2 hours. And at the end of 2 hours of playing Hubie Brown, you find out who is a hooper and who's not.
Right.
You know, or who can survive and who can't. Because it's constant pace. It's constant pressure. You're not.
And you have three teams then.
Yeah, three, and you can have subs. I mean, we've done it with like 18 guys, so you can have six on each team. They just have to figure out their rotations of who's running on and who the two are that are, you know, in, because it's four on two. Yeah. And that gives them time to get drinks or whatever.
You need a minimum of 12, probably.
You need 12. You definitely need 12 to do it. Okay. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love that.
Yeah, it's been a great
I'll put that in the show notes. That will be you think there's any video online that I could find?
Man, that's a great question. I doubt it. I doubt it.
Okay. Yeah. I'll do some digging. If not, I'll
video it sometime. That's a good that's a good idea.
I love that. If not, I'll tape it. If not, I mean, it's a great drill.
The other way that they would cheat it, an important rule in that game, because you asked about it earlier. So if my team is on offense and let's say we score, so the other team's throwing it in, we're pressing them. We're going to press them until the volleyball line, almost to half court.
Right.
What they are not allowed to do is just send a guy across half court and just throw it to him.
Right.
They have to actually break the pressure before half court.
Have you thought
they can throw it to a guy,
other team falling off at half court rather than the other volleyball line,
kind of falling off at the volleyball line? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And they figure out pretty quickly like when to let it go and when not to, you know, and kind of what's within like the spirit of the
game
drill and what's not. Okay. But it's important not to let them send a guy across half court to throw it to, because they'll learn to cheat that real quick, and you want them to learn to break pressure and, you know, handle traps and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they'll always do that. So, all right, that was great, Coach. And I'll put that down in the show notes for the people that are listening. Sports Social Podcast Network.